A cold front moving down from Canada and butting up against moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico has produced freezing rain, snow, and flash floods from Kansas down to Texas and eastward into Missouri. Cars and trucks skidding on icy roads have caused dozens of serious accidents, particularly in northern Texas and across Oklahoma. 7 Mexican nationals died on an icy road in western Oklahoma when the van they were in was hit head-on by a large truck. Across much of the storm's path, wind gusts have knocked down ice-coated power lines, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without electricity, and in many cases, without heat for their homes. In Missouri, more than 330,000 people are without power, and in Oklahoma, 120,000 have been affected. Susan Gallagher, who represents the private power firm Ameren in St. Louis, Missouri, says her state has been through a lot this winter.
Missouri's been one of the hardest hit in terms of weather in the nation, and particularly St. Louis metro area has had more weather events than any National Weather Service office in the nation. So they set the record for bad weather with 765 events.
She says 3,000 line workers are out in the field now trying to restore power, giving priority to hospitals, emergency centers, and places that serve as shelters for people who have been forced from their homes.
Essentially, what they've done is set up warming centers. All kinds of places have opened where there is electricity and made places for folks to go. The biggest issue is particularly elderly customers who do not want to leave their homes.
Gallagher says police and National Guard troops are sometimes deployed to convince elderly people to leave their homes and come to a shelter until conditions improve. Almost the entire state of Oklahoma has experienced icy roads and power outages in the past few days. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management spokesperson Michael Ann Uten says conditions are starting to improve, but there's still much work to be done.
We're continuing to worry about the people who don't have power and making sure that shelters are open, providing generators for those shelters, and helping to keep water treatment plants online.
In Texas, the cold front came through the Dallas-Fort Worth area Sunday night and led to road closures in some places. In central Texas, temperatures remained above freezing, but there was heavy rain. Texas Governor Rick Perry called out the National Guard to assist areas hit by flash flooding. A wave of freezing cold air is now moving south toward Houston, and forecasters predict freezing rain and sleet for the city over the next couple of days. If the forecasts hold true, it will be the first major ice storm to hit this semi-tropical area since 1997, when a blanket of ice disrupted traffic and led to the closing of airports, schools, and many businesses. Road crews are loading trucks with sand and antifreeze chemicals, which they will apply to icy roadways as needed in the hours ahead. Most Gulf Coast motorists are not used to driving on slippery ice, and police are urging caution in order to prevent accidents. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.